One more Eid-related item. We mentioned earlier that the date of the holiday changes from year to year, depending on the lunar cycle. And for Dr. Jalal Beg, that has always caused a few problems.
When I was a Muslim kid growing up in America, I had this interest in astronomy. Few things, not even girls, really interested me much. And that's because my days off from school were dependent on the moon. The Islamic calendar is based on the lunar cycle. And two of the biggest holidays we celebrate, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, are dependent on the physical sighting in the sky. So there's never a fixed date on calendars for my holidays. And so some of the triumphs and low points of my life were dependent on the moon. Every year, I had to go up to my teachers and give them advance warning about how unpredictable Eid was. I sometimes said that it could be this day or that day. And we talked about these lunar cycles and these new moons. I even had to use pictures one year. I don't think my teachers really appreciated my passion that much. I think they thought it was probably a grand hoax. And because the clarity of the holiday arrived on such short notice, I often had to attend school on Eid. There was always a test or something important. And this was tragic. I think I lost my inalienable right to a day off from school. Now that years have passed and school is over, I don't worry about astronomy as much. It's because the importance of these holidays, regardless of the religious traditions, isn't about a day off. It's about the time we get to spend with our family and friends. And this is the opportunity that I now celebrate, even if my time in the hospital only gives me a few hours.
That was Chicago-based physician Jalal Beg.